It's another episode of Sound Advice. I'm here with Doug Leonard. It is June, and Doug, we talked about the Loop system last week, and something that we didn't get a chance to hit on was there have been places without the Loop system before the Loop system where you would go into like a church and they would have some sort of listening device for you if you were having some issues.
Yeah, I mean, you've probably seen that. They'll have like a little FM receiver, almost like a little Walkman, if people remember those, with cord plugged into them with earbuds, you know?
Yeah.
And so those are effective. I mean, that's a FM transmitter and receiver. But the problem with that, Tiffany, is, you know, when a patient walks in or a person with hearing impairment walks into an environment like that, number one, they don't know who to ask.
Right.
You know, who do you talk to get this device? They don't know. Sometimes the people at the facility itself don't know where they're at. Also, you know, people feel a little self-conscious sometimes because they're having to get this extra equipment and they don't want to call attention to their hearing impairment.
Right.
The other thing is just practically a lot of those are battery powered. And so, you know, who knows the last time they were used,
right,
whether the batteries are replaced or dead or whatever. The advantage of a Loop system is it's always on and the patient doesn't have to get any extra equipment. They've already got their hearing aids and if they have the right type of hearing aid. And so when they walk into that church or that meeting hall or that convention center or community building or whatever, if it's looped, they can just turn that setting on their hearing aids and don't have to go to any extra steps. It's just right there in their ears.
Yeah. And if you said if they're self-conscious about that, then they don't, like you said, have to draw attention. They can just do it themselves.
Yeah.
Now, with this Loop system, there is what is called a telecoil, but not all hearing aids have telecoils.
Yeah, telecoil is a device, a feature in a hearing aid, and not all of them have it. You know, there are various reasons for that. It is an older technology. I mean, telecoils have been around decades. And so some manufacturers feel like because it was an older technology, they don't include that in a hearing aid. It's also a space thing. You know, there's only so much space inside of a hearing aid, and the more things you put in there, the larger it is. And the hearing impaired public generally doesn't like that. You know, they want their hearing aids as small as possible. The other thing is there's another system that's coming out. It's called Auracast. Auracast is a different type of sound transmission. It's through Bluetooth low energy. And so most of the hearing aid manufacturers have kind of put their eggs in that basket. It's kind of the future technology.
Okay.
But I still think telecoils in hearing aids are very appropriate to get if you're in an environment, you know, if you go to a church, we referenced the churches last week, or if you go to the Civic Center in Des Moines is looped, the Orpheum Theater in Omaha is looped. Those are all places where a telecoil is very valid. It doesn't outdate your hearing aid by getting a telecoil, but it is something that I need to understand when the patient comes in. You know, I need to ask them questions to find out what's going to work best for them, and they need to share with me as much information as they can to help make the right decision.
Because at that point, are they going to want to go to the Auracast? Are they going to stick with what they have? And that's always a great thing to communicate that issue with you. We've talked about it many, many times where it's like, well, what are you doing on the daily that's going to better your hearing? And what type is going to be best for you?
Yeah. What environments are you going to be in? What activities do you do? What is your hearing loss? Where do you need the most help?
Yes. And if you have questions like that, Doug can help you out. Make sure that you contact him. You can do that on Facebook. They also have a phone number, Doug.
Yeah. It's 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.